We're back for the second outdoor report of the hour with DNR wildlife biologist Brian Roll out of the Marquette office. And Brian, thank you again for coming in.
No problem.
Appreciate you hanging around a little longer. And we talked about deer check numbers right now in Marquette, up about 20%. Still seeing the higher age class average as of today anyway.
Yes.
And we'll see if that changes here in the last few days of the season. This snow, boy, I would imagine some of these areas in northern Berrigan, northern Marquette County are going to force some migration pretty quick if the numbers hold up to what the predictions are.
Yeah, some of those deer are already started moving. You know, we did have the rain and the kind of a warm-up, but I know some of those areas, those deer were already starting to move. And this certainly, if it holds true, what they're predicting, they're going to get out of there. Not going to be real comfortable for anybody sitting in a tree with 40-mile-an-hour winds either.
Tomorrow's going to be real rough.
Yeah.
We'll see how Thursday, Friday, Saturday shape up. I was planning on taking a rifle for a walk a few more times here before the end of the season. But we'll see. I mean, if we get hammered, it's going to be very interesting to see how this ends up. Obviously, right now, up 20%. That could level off a little bit if we continue.
Yeah, it very well could.
Let's talk about your time down in Lansing over the weekend. You got there, what, Friday?
Yeah, I headed down Thursday and ended up working 4 days in the lab, which is pretty eye-opening.
First time?
Yeah, first time I've ever done that. And, you know, we collect all these heads and we take all these samples and we just truck them off and kind of don't find out what happens to them. But, wow, all I can say is pretty impressive system down there. You know, they're taking in thousands of heads every day and processing them in basically one shift.
A couple of questions, though. You know, everybody in the UP that takes their deer in, all of the biologists up here are trained to take the lymph nodes out and just send the lymph nodes down. Does that speed the process?
It does.
I mean, is that a big deal?
That is a big deal. You know, we're trying to expedite that time you get those results. We know there's a lull, you know, getting down to Lansing, but if we're pulling those nodes up here, that saves you time down there because it doesn't have to go through that process. They get skipped and get right about, you know, basically ahead of the line down there. The big thing is we lucked out really with the temperatures this year. We didn't have a lot of frozen heads. So you start getting frozen stuff, that makes it a little trickier. We're going to have to thaw those things first. And sometimes we may end up sending heads depending on the quantity we're taking in. But yeah, the lab itself, wow, what a state-of-the-art facility.
I don't think people understand what the process of actually getting in there and going to work and then getting out of there is.
It is a level 3 lab because we are dealing with tuberculosis as well. I did see deer that had tuberculosis. So you shower in and you shower out. Nothing that you wear in the morning can go inside the lab. And you're showering yourself out. You're wearing all the protective gear.
They're giving you socks and underwear every day.
Socks and underwear every day. Yeah, I can't say I really enjoyed the disposable underwear that much, but
hey, a little chafy.
It comes with the job. Actually, the 3 showers a day is kind of drying on the skin too.
Yeah,
so, I've never had to do that going to work before, but you know that's an interesting side of the job. And I really, hats off to those guys that are doing it day in and day out down there.
What a grind, huh?
It is. It is a grind. They just keep handing you more heads and you keep pulling more lymph nodes. But, you know, the amount of aging, I give new respect to why they want the tags legible and clear and attached to the deer. And because any slight variation, it just slows the whole process down.
So I'm assuming you did not test any CWD positive deer?
No, and so actually we are not actually doing the test itself right now. We have a contract for actually 10,000 samples. We're sending those actually to Wisconsin, to Madison.
Oh, wow.
So the first 10,000 deer are going right to Wisconsin. Then we'll start doing some in-house testing, but you know, it's cheaper actually. We still do the extraction and everything, get all the samples, but then they're shipped out for that testing. The TB is done in-house. Not that I expected to see any of that from the UP, but we did find a few positives from the northern lower where we know we have TB. So that was kind of interesting to see.
Brian, anything else you want us to know before I let you go?
we need some help. If you are interested in getting your head tested, we still need samples, particularly from the core area down there in Norway. We are not on track to hit our quota. If you want to get your head tested, please bring it in. We'll take those lymph nodes. It is free of charge. Of course, from anywhere in the UP, if you still want your head tested, we will do that. Mm-hmm. And we're still encouraging people to bring their heads in for registration. You know, we try to age it the best we can. Do know if it is frozen, that makes it a little bit trickier. So try to thaw it out ahead of time. But, you know, we still got lots of deer patches.
Brian Roll, wildlife biologist for the DNR out of the Marquette office. Thank you so much for coming in and giving us an update.
Anytime, Adam.
We'll check back in with you in a week or so.
Okay.
This is the Outdoor Show.